Good morning. It is so good to see everybody this morning. We're so glad that you're with us here on this 20th Sunday after Pentecost. And a little bit later on, we'll be continuing. In fact, I think we're going to be finishing our little five-part series on flourishing. And my question there is, have you ever felt like you missed your chance to flourish? So we want to welcome you, and we're glad that you're here today. We want to welcome all those that will be tuning in this week online. So let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Okay.
I'm sorry. I did not listen.
You're all right. Join together for our call to worship. From the routines of work and school, home and play,
he comes to worship God.
With the weight of the world heavy on our hearts,
we seek Christ.
In the midst of our fears and our hopes,
we offer our prayers in Jesus' name.
Let us open our hearts to God's power and presence. Let's join together there this morning as we sing our first hymn, number 705, I'll Fly Away This Morning. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away.
I'll fly away, oh boy.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. Creating God, the mountains reflect your strength and majesty. The sunrises and sunsets reflect your light and joy. The fields bursting with grain and trees sing of your steadfast love. You are worthy of our praise. May our voices declare the wonder of your mystery and majesty in worship today. Amen. And you may be seated. We're going to go to our next hymn, number 331. The church is one foundation. We're going to be singing those four verses this morning.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her
kids to come forward this morning. I think we only have two.
Oh no! Where's the others? My gosh! I'm glad though that you guys are here. Yes. Yeah. Hey, have you ever felt like you missed out on something? What would you say you wanted to do it, but you missed out on it? What would that be? Can you think of something? Is there one time maybe you wanted to help Dad do something outside, but you had to go with Mom somewhere? Has that ever happened? I say that because they help Dad outside a lot. So. Can you think of something? Or how about at school? Did you get to go do something, but you missed it? What was it? Do you remember? What do you think? I'm trying to think of anything that I missed out on at times. Sometimes it's kind of a bummer, isn't it, when we miss out on something, isn't it? Yeah. might feel like maybe we missed out on something for God. But you know what? God always wants us to be a part of what He's doing. He does. And we just have to be open and ready and help out. That's like when sometimes you help out downstairs. Maybe you help Miss Rita when she's teaching the class or something. Or maybe you do something, you know, down there for somebody. You know, when you come up, I'm going to say this, more personal. When you guys come up sometimes after church and you give me big hugs. That is a good thing. Because you know what? When you're not here, I miss that. I feel like I missed out on something. Why? Because these are just little things that God wants to help us with in our lives. And you know what? Sometimes when you get older, you might feel like, oh, you know, I didn't get to do this, or I didn't get that job, or I didn't get to do this with so-and-so, and I missed out on it. Or maybe I missed something that was going on at church because I had to work. But we feel like maybe we missed out on an opportunity that God may have graced us with. But you know what? Even at times when we miss those times, we can always say, God, I want to receive that in another way. And you know what? Maybe the next time we come to church, or the next time you get to give me a hug, or the next time you're helping out downstairs with something, you know what? You might be helping somebody flourish. You might be helping me flourish. And you know what? It's a blessing to you and to me when we get to help other people. And that helps us to flourish in life. And we've been talking about that, haven't we? Those seeds growing and that flower blooming and how pretty it is. Let me tell you a little quick story real quick. When we were in Hawaii years ago, like 20 years ago, because this year was our 20th anniversary, wedding anniversary. So 20 years ago, we went to Hawaii. And while we were there, we went to the, help me out here, folks. What's the orchid? We went to the main orchid farm in Hawaii on one of the islands. There's a big orchid farm there. And we got to see, it was kind of behind the glass thing, this orchid that was going to bloom. And it only blooms once a year. And it only happens during a certain period of time. Guess what? When we were there in August, we weren't going to get to see it. And Jody and I looked at each other and were like, oh, it would have been so cool to be there to see that bloom. And they said when that happens every year, or maybe it's multiple ones, I can't remember all the details. If Jody was here, she could tell me. Is that people come and they have tons and tons of people there to see this orchid bloom. So we missed out. Yeah, I know. I was a little sad. Yes, she made a little sad face there. I was a little sad. But you know what? We get to see pictures. It's not the same as seeing it happen. But still, it would have been really cool because I think it was within a short period of time that it was going to bloom. And we were close to that, but not close enough because we were going to be gone all day. But that's cool. And you know what? Even sometimes when we miss things, God still blesses us and we flourish in wonderful ways because God loves us and has a great plan for our lives. Okay, you guys can go on downstairs and we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning.
And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer. So who wants to begin this morning? Yep.
I have a praise. And that's your grace. We got in here. And he's been through pretty hard stuff. And he's been through four hospitals. And at the last surgery was 2 weeks ago, and there's still some issues, but he's here, and we're better.
Yes. And I think Greg's still on, I haven't looked at the latest one, but I think he's still on the monthly. We put him, when all that started and everything, I ended up just sticking him on the monthly, so people were praying for him. And oh, I can imagine. You get, yeah, because there's a lot of pain with that whole adjustment and everything. And yes. Yeah. Yeah, I asked your granddaughter at school, I was like, how's grandpa doing? I said, I don't even know how he can be getting around with nothing in there, no knee. That was crazy. Yeah. So we are glad and definitely keep Greg in our prayers as he's continuing that fun therapy but as soon it'll be a little bit, those of you that you had the partial replacement before, but many of you that had hip and knee replacements, you know how difficult that can be. So, yeah, I bet prayers, phone calls, and everything. Yeah, somebody else, yeah, okay, someone else. Yep.
Keep Michelle in your prayers. My friend's daughter, she's going to Indianapolis on Thursday to see about having her spine surgery.
Yes, thank you. You know what? Maybe fill out a little thing, and we may, if you don't want to do it that way, okay, so that we can continue to keep her in our prayers, because that's going to be interesting and very touchy thing there. So, somebody else. Yep. A what? That's what I thought you said. Okay. Yep. Go ahead.
From the prayer group, Rocky Shivington, since Pastor David died, she's having a very rough time and would appreciate her prayer. And then Jean Cabal, and she's on our monthly fast. We do need to keep her in our prayers. Phil's wife, she fell and broke her hip. And then Cheryl's heart had the breast removed, and also she had some other places where the cancer was removed. And when she heals, then she'll have 7 weeks of radiation. And then Sandy Christian put on real late last night that's blood pressure was up again. They had to cancel the trip, and he just felt terrible.
Who's this? Who was that for?
Yeah, that was Christian.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And then we have two joys. One of the farmers were getting done, and then another joy. I think we should thank God for the beauty of the fall with all these leaves changing, because we get this beauty before we go into winter, and I think that's wonderful.
Yes, okay. All right, so Roxy, Jean, Phyllis, Cheryl, Doug, all of them. Somebody else?
Kate Davis had a double mastectomy this week, and if you want to help with the food bank, or with the food
train.
Yep. Rhea has the paper for what she needs, and we're just going to leave it in the refrigerator here, and Parker's going to come and transport so she doesn't have to get up and answer the door. So it's very simple. If you just want to make something to help, though, that would be a big help for Kate.
Yeah. So, yeah. So talk to Rhea about that. And so we want to remember Kate as she's recovering. The surgery went well. But as you know, I'm sure that is very painful. And, somebody else? Yep.
Unspoken.
Okay. Someone else?
Had a joy. It was my aunt and Brad's aunt. She turned 100 yesterday.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. That's a wonderful thing, yes. Ha ha. 100 years. A century. somebody else. Somebody else. A couple others. Judy Walker. I found out this week that she has a spot. As I said last week, breast cancer. She has one spot. They caught it way early, so she's in stage one. And they're going to eventually remove that and do radiation. And the doctor is very hopeful that she can make a full recovery because they caught it so early. And so we're kind of rejoicing with that. But also we want to continue to remember her in our prayer. She's on our monthly. And so we want to remember her. And then Mike, which is one of Jody's best friends from high school, dad, that's been diagnosed with colon cancer. Appreciate your prayers for him. I had put him on the monthly too. And so anybody else before we go to prayer?
The Slack family lost that little one. Maybe you know, I've gone to know her. Who that is.
The what family? Yes, yes, you're right. That's, I think it's one of Jody's co-workers, their newborn. They have three kids, and that newborn died this past week from SIDS. Yes, so thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, that's got to be devastating. I can't imagine that, so, yeah. Somebody else? Anybody else? I thought... Yes, he does, and we need to pray for God's healing and recovery for Bob there. And yes, so somebody else, anybody else? Yeah.
Sandy Schaefer, she's in the hospital.
Sandy, okay. I want to remember her. I'm assuming that's a her. Yeah, okay. Anybody else? All right, well, got lots of names there to mention and to pray for, and you can lift up some of those names that come to your mind and or pray for some of your own needs there as she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. As we pause today, we want to thank you that we can bring our petitions. And I know I say this a lot, but Lord, we are very grateful and thankful that we can turn to you whatever the needs may be in our own life and in other people's lives. And so we want to lift up those that have been mentioned today. We lift up Kate, Lord, and for Greg this morning, and Michelle, Lord, and for Jean, and for Phyllis, and for Cheryl, Lord, and for Doug, and for Judy, and for Bob, and for Sandy this morning. God, we just lift up each one of them. We ask for your healing grace. We ask for your healing touch and strength to be with them today, God. give them courage and faith when fear may be trying to knock on the door of their heart in the midst of all those things. And God be with them, especially those that are going through surgery this week. Lord, we just pray that you will guide and direct those that are going through treatments. May you give them extra strength and courage, Lord. And we're thankful for that. A few of them really need a real miracle, God. And we ask for your special touch for each of them. Lord, we lift up the Slock family, God, with the loss of this baby, Lord. We ask for your touch there. And God, may you grace them with your love and wrap your arms around them and bring family members and loved ones that'll be there. Such a tragedy with the loss of that little one, God. And Lord, we lift up Roxy, Lord, and ask that you would grace her as she's struggling with the loss of her spouse. Lord, we lift up the unspoken needs this morning, God, the three that were mentioned. Lord, you know exactly what those are, and we just commit them into your hands and ask that you would work and give direction and guidance and wisdom. And if it involves other things, Lord, that you will just work there in those situations. And we thank you for that. And Lord, we thank you that we have the opportunity to be able to gather to worship in this place, to worship you, to sing, to pray, to hear your word, to hear the encouragement of the exhortation of your word. And God, we're just so thankful and that we can stand together working for your kingdom, making a difference. I pray that you'll just continue to guide us and lead us as a congregation into the future and into this new year, God, that we will continue to be a blessing. Bless the rest of our time of our service this morning. And may you speak to us as we feed upon your word today. May it bring strength and grace and faith and courage in the times that we live in today. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And thank you for your faithfulness and giving. And we have that opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And as we give today, we know that God is the one that takes care of us and can open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings into our lives as we reach out and touch others. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. May our offering be magnified by your grace, O God, that we may skillfully serve your purposes in Christ. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages. The one that we have been looking at, the most familiar one. And again, I'm using a different version that we're going to be reading from this morning. And Psalm 92, verse 12 through 15. And then we're going to be reading a few verses out of Ezekiel chapter 17 this morning. The godly grow like a palm tree. They grow high like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the Lord's house, they flourish in the courts of our God. They bear fruit even when they are old. They are filled with vitality and have many leaves. So they proclaim that the Lord, my protector, is just and never unfair. And then from Ezekiel chapter 17, we're going to be reading verses 22 through 24. Someday I, the Lord, will cut a tender twig from the top of a cedar tree, then plant it on the peak of Israel's tallest mountain, where it will grow strong branches and produce large fruit. All kinds of birds will find shelter under the tree, and they will rest in the shade of its branches. Every tree in the forest will know that I, the Lord, can bring down tall trees and help short ones grow. I dry up green trees and make dry ones green. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will keep my word. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, one mom was out walking her 4-year-old daughter when her daughter picked up something from the ground and started to put it in her mouth. The mother tells what happened in her own words. I took the item away from her and asked her not to do that. My daughter quickly asked, why? As any 4-year-old would. Because it's been lying outside. You don't know where it's been. It's dirty and probably has germs, the mom said. At this point, my daughter looked at me with total admiration and asked, wow, how do you know all this stuff? I thought quickly, the mom said, and she said, all moms know this stuff. It's on the mommy test. You know, you have to know it or they won't let you be a mommy. Well, the mother and her daughter walked along in silence for 2 or 3 minutes as she was pondering this new information. All of a sudden, her daughter said, oh, I get it now. So if you don't pass the test, you have to be the daddy. And the mother smiled and said, exactly. That's probably one I should have saved for Mother's Day, but oh well. Well, as we kind of finish our series here on the flourishing life, and we've talked about so many things, flourishing like palm trees, flourishing like cedars, flourishing like the redwoods in California, as I told you some of the stories of when I was young and we went to the redwood forest. We talked about connecting to God as God is our source and connecting to Christ and being abiding in the vine and just so many different things that we talked about in connection with this and what we need to do to be in those positions and places so that we can flourish. The last one I want to talk to you about this morning is sometimes what we all will face at one time or another, I think, on our spiritual journey. And you may be in that place or have faced it recently. I don't know. But I want to talk to you about, I missed my chance. I don't think so. And that's my message to you this morning. I don't think so. You may feel you've missed your chance to flourish. Perhaps you messed up or failed in some way that was costly to you. Some people have been victims of all kinds of things, maybe some kind of a painful injustice or some kind of accident that seemed so unfair, and it kept them from moving on with God. Or perhaps you're new to the faith in your latter years and you feel like, man, if I'd have known this and walked with God my whole life, I probably could have flourished and been at a different place in my life today. Or maybe you're young and you just feel down inside, you're down in your soul and you just think, man, I kind of missed out. Maybe you didn't get a promotion or a new job you thought was yours. Maybe someone left you at the altar on the day of your wedding. Or maybe you went through a divorce that you never saw coming. People in such situations may honestly believe that they missed their chance in life to flourish. That is, to live fully and fruitfully because of things that have happened in life. Perhaps you felt like this at some point in your life. Perhaps you're feeling that way right now. And no matter your situation, God has good news for you this morning. And I'm going to share those two things from these passages that I want you to see. It's never too late to flourish. It's never too late to flourish. As we read in the psalm there, and even as Ezekiel alludes to it, and I'm going to say more about that a little bit later. God can make a shriveling tree flourish. Remember, I asked those questions several weeks ago in the series, and I asked if you feel like you're going through a dry time, or you just feel like you're shriveling up in life, and you don't have any joy or peace or anything. Maybe you feel like it's too late to flourish. And let me take that maybe a step further. Not just you feel shriveling up inside or drying up inside. Maybe you feel dead inside. There's a lot of people in this world that feel that way. And the good news this morning is that flourishing can begin in our lives today and at any moment when we reach out to God in Christ. Psalm 92 reminds us that we can flourish for the first time, whether we're young or old, or we can flourish again, like it used to be. Maybe you feel like when you were young and you were on fire for God, and it just seemed like you could see God's blessings in your life, and then you went through a time where God just became kind of a side issue, God wasn't as important to you in your life, and you feel like that the flourishing just kind of dried up and you wondered what was going on. Well, you can flourish again even if you feel like you lost it. Or as the psalmist says, you can flourish in your old age when maybe things hurt more and things you can't do that you used to do that you're facing in life. And out of that, I think sometimes people feel this way, and I want you to see this. Folks who think they've missed out often feel stuck. Stuck. Have you ever felt stuck in life? Have you ever felt like you're just spinning your wheels, or you're stuck in the mud and you just can't move, and you're stuck in that muck? I'm going to be a little blunt here this morning, but working with the cattle growing up and in the spring, especially, we had our steers in the barn, and we would let them out into this little lot area, and there were times when we got a bunch of rain, and that lot area would just turn to muck. And I'd have my boots on, my rubber boots that would come up to here. But sometimes you took a step in and sunk down this deep. And you went to take your next step. This happened to me on at least two occasions I can think of. And down my hands went into the muck. Because they got stuck in there. I couldn't get out. You know, and that's sometimes we may feel that way spiritually at times. Where we feel like we're just stuck and we're spinning and we don't feel God's love and presence like we used to. And let me tell you, if you've ever been stuck, you know what I'm talking about this morning. How it can drag us down, and if we're not careful, it can lead to discouragement and despair in life. Maybe you feel, and then what happens is out of this, and maybe you heard me talking about these messages over the last 4 weeks, and then today, maybe you've been listening to it, and in the back of your mind, you're thinking, that flourishing stuff, I don't know, that seems pretty impossible for me. I met people like that in ministry. I had young people that grew up in the church. They went off to college, and they did things that they wish they would have never done. You know, when you talk to them later in life, but some of them think that God can't forgive them, that God can't show grace to them or mercy. And man, do I want to jump on that immediately and correct that, because that is not true. God can forgive us. God will forgive us. God can grace us, and we can start over again. Remember, it's never too late with God when it comes to flourishing. And then building on that, the second thing is coming especially out of the Ezekiel passage is hope is always available. Hope is always available. For those who feel as if they've missed the opportunity to flourish, I want you to see two things here. First of all, we find hope in God's actions. God's actions. Ezekiel 17 looks to the future in the form, if you'd read the whole chapter, you would see what I'm talking about, in the form of a fable. You remember a fable? You know what a fable is? Remember, what did we have to read? Animal Farm. Did anybody read Animal Farm in high school lit class? You know, where the pigs and the animals were the human beings in a country, and they were, that's what's being going on here. It talks about these two eagles and these animals that's involved and everything that's going on there. And what this fable is telling us, it reveals that the Judahites will survive the exile. Because remember the Babylonians, they were taken away into exile. God allowed them to do that. Because God will act, causing the barren remnant of David to thrive again like a mighty tree that God started and planted long ago. There are people here today and people that are going to be listening online. God did something in their hearts long ago, but they feel like they've lost out with God. They're not flourishing. And I want to tell you this morning that we can have hope in God, because it's not anything on our own. It's because God acts in our lives to restore us and bring us back to flourishing once again. And all we have to do, as we've seen that earlier in that message from a couple weeks ago, is we just got to be open. We got to be open to receive it and exercise our faith and trust in God. Because when we're going through hard times, that's when we need our faith. When everything's going our way, I mean, we have faith, but when things get difficult and things get dry and we feel like we're shriveling, that's when we have to hold on to our faith in the midst of that and hold on to hope. Let me read this again. Someday I, the Lord, will cut down a tender twig from the top of a cedar and plant it on the peak. God is going to take what Israel or Judah lost in exile and replant them again. And it will grow so big and flourish so greatly that the birds of the air, the Gentiles, will come to receive from the Lord. And every tree in the forest, i.e. others, will know that I am the Lord who can bring down the tall trees, Babylon, and help start the new ones, the remnant of Judah that will be restored. And God does the same thing in our lives. We have find hope in God's action. And then the other thing we see there is we find hope in God's power. God, Ezekiel tells us that God has the power to dry up the green tree, which is probably a reference to Babylon, and make the dry tree, Judah, flourish again. Earlier in this season, or in this series, I talked about how flourishing is associated with fruitfulness. Remember when we were talking about being abiding in the vine and connected to the vine? When God makes a tree flourish, it will produce generously whatever is appropriate. Fruit, leaves, branches, whatever. Lumber. I mean, you could go, yeah. I want to tell you something. When I was a young pastor, there was an older gentleman in my church who I'm just going to call Fred. To be honest, when I first met Fred and dealt with him in the first board meetings I had, I didn't like Fred very much. Yes, he was a brother in Christ, but he was a hard old cuss. Fred had been a heavy machine operator most of his life, and he was tough as nails. He's one of those, if he wasn't careful when he shook your hand, he could break all the bones in your hand. You know what I'm talking about. I've had two of those people. They're not here, but yeah. I think he felt like it was his job to keep the pastor in line. Or maybe me, the young whippersnapper out of seminary that I first had. Him and I had a big argument in a board meeting once. And I let him know where I stood. But I saw God do a great work. I was only at that church for 3 years. But I saw God do a great work in his life, softening his heart over the years. And I think he felt like he had missed his chance as he said this with tears in his eyes and his voice trembling. And I can still remember one time, and my heart swelled as I saw God working in his life before I left to go to another church. Have you ever felt like you've missed your chance to flourish in life? Do you wonder if you're not flourishing in life as you would like it to be? Have you ever felt like if you were completely free to ask God to help you flourish, what would you say to him? If you feel like a dry tree today, if you worry that you missed the chance at flourishing, the Lord has good news for us today. God is able and willing to renew, restore what is dried up, damaged, and cause us to flourish once again, or maybe for the first time. I missed my chance. I don't think so. Amen. Amen. Well, we are going to give you a few moments there to shake a couple hands, and then we're going to close out there with our little chorus, "There's Something About That Name," this morning. Do we want to do it today or... Where are they going? Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, nobody had said anything to me about it. So. Quickly before we close out there. So if you could just maybe stretch, if you'd like to, stretch your hand out towards the cards there. And I'm going to just ask God's touch right now, Lord, as we send out these college boxes this week with these cards in them and all the little things that we want to just use to just be a little bit of a blessing to each one of them. Lord, I pray that your presence will touch them. And you will let them know that they are not alone, that they can do what you call them to do and make it through and finish their studies and get their degree, and let them know that there are people that love and care for them back home. And so we send these boxes forth with these cards, with your blessing and with your grace and with your touch, as we ask it in Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's go ahead and close out this morning with our chorus there. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about Let's join together for our benediction. Taste and see the Lord is good.
God's blessing is our spirit and
mind. May God bless you and keep you. May God grant you favor and give you peace as you go. Amen.